K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast. Folks, recording this, folks, Friday, October 28th, 2022, folks. Your host has a big weekend ahead of him. Actually started today, folks, with another trip around the sun. Completed yet again. So again, appreciate those who reached out throughout the day, as I'm still recording this on my birthday on this late afternoon before I go to do a PA football game senior night over there, Manhattan Eagles High School football game here, their last game of the regular season. And I don't, like I said, I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to PA, but back in the saddle again. So appreciate the invite again for bringing me back ahead of time. So definitely looking forward to that. Nothing better than being a part of Friday Night Lights once again. So I appreciate the whole entire Manhattan Eagles crew for bringing me back again for that here in a couple hours. Speaking of which, three up, three down, recording this, obviously on this Friday. This will come out, as you know, 2 hours before the game, or within the hour and a half, 2 hour window before a huge game ahead of K-State as they welcome in ninth ranked Oklahoma State, another top 10 opponent K-State is facing after facing off against number 8th ranked TCU last week in Fort Worth. K-State is still ranked in the poll, 22nd in the country. And then when you listen to this, episode 128 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition should be out wherever you get your podcast. So make sure you download that and listen to that before you go to the game. Or if you're already at the game, you can download it from there as well. You can get crunk with us on the podcast there as well. Trending in the right direction. Well, obviously, my praises to Will Howard. Quickly, I'm not going to repeat what I said on the podcast, but I can praise there as well. But obviously, Will Howard, if he does get the nod, hopefully can get momentum. And if there's any advantage, now obviously Oklahoma State has seen him 2 years in a row. It's going to be more likely 3 years in a row. They've seen him. Can Will Howard make the adjustments against this Oklahoma State team? And no, he was not going to see the same old coordinator. It's going to be a different coordinator on the other side. One, Derek Mason. But Will Howard can play like that. He played with so much confidence coming off the bench in what was a freaky, I won't say freaky, but in a huge emergency situation there when Adrian Martinez re-aggravated his injury from Iowa State 3 weeks ago. So it's important there. Either way, we're going to find out who the quarterback is. And if it's Adrian, the Bill Snyder family stadium is going to go bonkers. That's just the way. I just got a feeling. I'll be there. I'll be at the game. This is going to be bonkers. Will Howard on the other end, if he can play well in this game, obviously more and more K-State folks are going to be behind him, obviously. And, yeah, I'll be frank. I was one of those guys that has question marks on him. I'll be straight up with you guys on him. I've been brutally critical of his performance. Yeah, and it's probably going back to the whole COVID season. Part of that COVID season was playing Oklahoma State. We had that game in our crafts, and Will Howard fumbled it. He fumbled. He intercepted. I think it was a fumble there on that critical play driving down the field, which could have been a game-winning touchdown to upset Oklahoma State. And I don't want to remiss what happened there, but you get the drift. That has been a driving point of this podcast at this point. So you Will Howard plays, which I believe he will get. It's a redemption game for him because last couple times he's played Oklahoma State, it's not ending well for him. So if you come out and play like confidence against, he threw it around like that against TCU. I want to see him play with that type of confidence against Oklahoma State. Number two, Nick Allen, trending in the right direction. Look, yes, he's undersized and whatnot. These linebackers, as a unit, and as I'm recording this podcast right now, Daniel Green is a game-time decision right now. So that could change when this podcast comes up. or not, actually, since I said game time. So it's going to be right up to game time there. So if Daniel Green is not able to play in this game, Nick Allen, we've seen a lot of Nick Allen throughout the year so far to this point, and he's actually, to me, he's played pretty well. Now, he was out of position a little bit against TCU. Last week, they're picking on him there, and rightfully so there. But Nick Allen led the team in tackles the last time K-State played, which was last week, obviously, there. So I expect Nick Allen, these linebackers, Nick Allen, Austin Moore, they've been kind of unsung heroes, really, of this defense this year. And I actually expect them to continue to play well and maybe cause some havoc from that Oklahoma State offense. Try to slow those guys down a little bit today. And number three, obviously, as a whole, K-State. This is obviously a must-win. Yes, I said it on the weekly podcast this week. I'm going to say it again. I've said this all week long. It's a must-win game. You win this game, you definitely can control some things here. And, yeah, I can say there's a lot of people, including my co-host Alex Aiden, say you afford to lose the Texas and whatnot. But, hey, I mean, every game, I don't know why I can have that kind of mindset. Yes, Texas is next week, but at this point in the season, you got to take it one game at a time. And Oklahoma State, for K-State to stay in the thick of this thing, even have a sniff at Arlington, you got to win this game. Bottom line, win this game, you control the narrative here for the rest of the way. 4 weeks, right? Yeah, after this game? Yeah, 4 weeks with Texas, Baylor, West Virginia, and KU all looming there for K-State there. So you win this game, you definitely, as well speaking, control the situation. Meanwhile, with Texas, they just lost to Oklahoma State. So you get a tiebreaker, and that's an important thing that we all kind of forget in this situation there that I'm glad that Alex talked about, the tiebreakers in the weekly edition. Again, make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcasts there, but I'm glad he brought that up, so we'll see what happens there. But yeah, but you lose, then you're definitely, once again, behind the eight ball there. You already lost TCU last week, so you definitely don't have a tiebreaker there. And you lose to Oklahoma State, and you don't have a tiebreaker there as well. So a must-win. K-State's got to come out with such an urgency and get the crowd behind them early and make life miserable for Oklahoma State for the next 3.5 hours or so at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Going trending down here real quick, the injuries. I've seen some games where you have key players go down, but this is crazy here that we saw last week here. The rash of injuries that we saw with K-State with star players that were top-notch, that were elected preseason Big 12 to begin the year, like a Julius Brents, Felix Aduke-Uzomah, Daniel Green, you name it. Across the board, if you had a bingo card for these injuries, you might as well score double the amount of points there on those injuries. So hopefully and thankfully, really, it's been amazing to see how the injury list has been changed with the amount of, you know, worrisome, but excuse me, but still you worry about the big one, Daniel Green, a game time decision, Adrian Martinez, a game time decision. Deuce is, I haven't seen anything on him, but I assume he's going to be, the worry he is, he's going to be good to go. At this moment in time, you got to buckle up, put your chin straps on, and go to work. And hopefully those injuries can heal at a, like mine, that's been, well, not, mine's not as serious, but kind of irritating, to be putly bluntly, but it came back up recently this week, so yours truly is banged up, but hopefully those will heal in a matter of time, but we'll just have to see and find out from there. That's definitely on top of the board, trending down in the wrong direction, and secondly, the coordinators. Yes, I'm putting you under the bus, both of them, Colin Klein, inconsistency there, continuing. I think that has been a theme that has been continually made on the 3-up, 3-down segment there. And Joe Klernerman there. I have to put him there as well. The tackling for this team, hopefully they have to get that corrected. there with the opponents on the schedule left, including Oklahoma State here. As you sit here, listen to this podcast today on game day, you got to get short up that tackling. You're third and long, you got to get off the field. That's just the way it is. Get off the field. You have to win that battle. You win first down, second down, you have to win third down. There's just no jump around hoops for that. You're not in the field, but you're calling the plays, and your players have to execute it there in third and 17. It just can't happen. It just cannot happen. Give TCU, future opponents, give Oklahoma. You cannot get Oklahoma State extra possessions or extra downs, really, for that matter, there as well. And third and last but not least, the kicking game, again, makes this list again. Can't happen. Again, I'm trying not to be overly critical. But, yeah, at this moment in time, I'm just over it with Chris Tennant in particularly. And, yes, he took a lot of hit on social media last week there. And I'm not trying to shame the guy. I'm just calling it what it is out there. Missed points out there on the table. And like I said before the season, even during this season so far, it's going to come back and cost us games. And it leave 6 points on the table. Let's see, that's a touchdown game, and not even counting Will Howard missed touchdown throw to Cade Warner there. That might have been, hey, that's 7-6. There's 13 points. And how much did K-State lose by again? Yeah, 10 points. So who knows? Even with the nicked up, beat up as K-State is, now Oklahoma State, they're just as beat up as K-State is, but you go back to that game, missed opportunities, and K-State still would have won that game. That's crazy to me right there. Yes, I said it. I mean, the K-State still would have had a chance to win that game as beat up as we were in that game last week. K-State would have won that football game. That's just crazy right there. But we lost the game. We lost the game there. And more importantly, to that big-time sequence there, TCU getting the ball to end the first half and scoring a touchdown, and then, of course, winning the toss and then getting the ball to start off the third quarter and going down the field and scoring a touchdown. They had the ball, which why I put that defense on a trending down this week there for, like, what, almost half the quarter there, not getting off the field on third down, letting TCU off the hook there. So, yeah, it just can't happen there as well. So, hopefully, we'll see what Chris Klieman does. Now, obviously, it's going to be Oklahoma State's going to have first dibs on the toss. So, we'll have to see what happens there when this game starts a little after 2:30 on Saturday. When y'all listen to this, it will be in a little bit there as well. So, as my phone continues to go off about this Tom Brady situation, off the field situation there. So there's that as well. And oh, speaking of that, oh yeah, the Atlanta Falcons, who were predicted to win only freaking two games, they're gonna have an opportunity this weekend on tomorrow to go up to lead the division. That's great. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. The way that these dominoes are falling right now. The Bucks roster is talented from top to bottom on paper, but they ain't getting it done right now. Now on the field, and mainly because of TB12. So I'm gonna leave it at that. But we got unfinished business here. K-State looking to upset the number 9 team in the country, Oklahoma State, coming in to Bill Snyder Family State in the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. So much good content out there. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to hop on the bandwagon and join us for this crazy ride for the rest of 2022 as well. K-State Soccer making it in to the Big 12 tournament. Again, congratulations to them as well. We will have a pregame pod on them tomorrow morning ahead of their first round, or I should say quarterfinal match against number 1 seed Texas. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. More on that to come tomorrow, but right now we got to go get ready for this game. Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I want to see this. I want to hear this thing rocking and rolling for the next 3 to 4 hours, whatnot. Big game coming up between K-State number 22 and Oklahoma State number 9, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you guys very soon.